when people send me interviews by email, they ask, who are your influencers? And then they kind of, they're horrified because I send them this two-page list. But certainly when I was first really learning to draw, when I was at school, when I was thinking about comics, there were three really important figures. Two of them worked for 2000 AD Comic. One was Kev O'Neill, who of course now has done Martial Law and worked with Alan Moore on the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. So his career has very much continued and he's become a major international comic artist. Possibly more important is a man who's very little known now called Mike McMahon, who was one of the very early regular artists on Judge Dredd in particular, and is strongly responsible for setting the kind of visual style of Judge Dredd, and in a lot of ways is one of the key people responsible for the early success of 2000 AD. And he does have, although you don't see much of his work now, there are other artists who follow very much in his tradition. So Cam Kennedy, who worked a lot for 2000 AD and did a lot of Star Wars comics in the US, is very much in the tradition of Mike McMahon. Contrary to that, and completely outside that tradition, was the Frenchman Jean Giraud, Mobius, whose work I came on completely by accident on my first visit to my first ever comic shop, which was the original Forbidden Planet store in London. And I just found this book by him and saw this work, and it was just this sort of explosion of strange dream imagery drawn in this kind of perfect drawing style. And this kind of odd mix of things has percolated around, and in practically everything I've drawn, you can see the influence of those things subsequently. There are two other artists who really have substantially helped to shape the way that I look since, although neither of them are terribly well known. But both of them were also personal friends. One of them is the artist Shane Oakley, who is probably best known now for a series called Albion, which was produced a few years ago, which was written by Alan Moore's daughter, and used old British comic characters. But both Shane Oakley's drawing style and also a lot of his thinking about comics, when we were both young men and I would go and visit him and we would talk a lot about comics, he very much shaped the way that I think about comics, and I owe a great debt to him in terms of the way that my style has formed and the way that I've been able to synthesize all the influences that have become since. And in terms of color work, I would have to cite my great friend Steve Whittaker, who was the colorist on the DC edition of V for Vendetta and was the kind of lead colorist and was very much responsible for sort of setting that kind of very restrained palette that was done there. But he could color in a whole number of different styles. He was also an incredibly talented draftsman, but was too much of a perfectionist to be able to produce drawing work really to a deadline. But as a colorist, he produced a great deal of work. He's the only person who's ever coloured the work of Jose Munoz, who did the Alex Sinner stories. And I believe that Steve's work on that, where it's published in colour, that's the definitive colour edition. Those five people, I think, really is the kind of foundation sort of influences of my work. And with all of them, I mean, with almost any comics project I've ever produced, if you were to open it up and point at a page, I could show you where one or other of those people had an influence.